This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally.
7:30 now, Monday is upon us, the DJB experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with a focus on something going on at an affiliate in the Midwest, Victoria, that I wanted to go back to. We did spend a little time on this earlier on, but I think it's worth another mention, maybe a couple of mentions, as we go through the day. It is no secret that I don't like politics. It's no secret I don't like politics on the radio. I don't like to talk about it. I think it gets us nowhere. I have found it frustrating this year because it has to be a part of our conversation. And when the election is over, that'll be it as far as I'm concerned on this program. But in the meantime, it is almost impossible to not take some position or not have some conversation about what is broken in our society. I don't think that's a political conversation necessarily, because there are so many things that aren't political that are broken, but the political machinery is broken, and the frustration felt by one host in Eau Claire, Wisconsin last week was for him to just say, I've had enough of this, and he got up and walked out of the studio.
Wow.
After hearing callers take the approach that we've seen nationally, the anger the Trump supporters present, the anger the Clinton supporters present, and it's now trickling down into local politics, local events, local issues, and he said he was just tired of it. And I think I understand what he's saying. You never win an argument. You never, you don't gain by being angry and nasty. It never does anything. You might feel better afterwards, but what kind of a person feels better after they involve themselves in some of this stuff?
Yeah,
that is
I never feel better after that. I feel the same as him. I feel
dirty.
Exhausted. And whenever there's, you know, a big event that happens and I know I have to go to work the next morning, it just, I already feel exhausted because I know we're going to have to come and talk about it. And it's just, it can be so frustrating. And people are
the
so
same
abrasive
way.
About it. Ugh.
When that Trump and Billy Bush tape came out, I just, my first thought was, oh, gosh, this is terrible. And then I thought, oh, no, we're going to have to talk about it. And you can't get away from it. There's nowhere to hide. It's terrible.
And so we are more culturally connected to certain, and it isn't that it's just a culture of one age versus the culture of another age. It's just that there's relevancy to a lot of this stuff. So when I see the social media exploding with some choice words that Nicki Minaj has for Donald Trump. There was a concert in Brooklyn, and she took a shot at him and at Melania, and it was gross. It was
well,
vulgar.
Well, she's a gross human being. I'm sorry. Right. I have no love for Nicki Minaj. I mean, she's, ugh.
But
anyway,
the point that I'm making is that it has, because of her prominence, because of her regard of somebody must like her because she has standings. People know who she is. I thought she looked like a tramp the first time I saw her. But is that nasty? Am I being nasty because I said that?
Well, I'm not talking about her looks or how she dresses. I just don't like her attitude. I think she's a snot, and I don't think she's, I don't think she's talented. I mean, she can dress and look however she wants. I think she looks cheap, but that's just my opinion. Mm. So, but as far as how she acts and what she says, I don't think she's doing anyone else a favor if anyone's listening to what she has to say.
Okay, so, but by bringing
anybody
that up, what are we doing? I did it to make a point, and then I thought about halfway through what we were saying, maybe I'm doing the same thing because I don't like what she has to say. That's a personal opinion. I don't like her presentation. To me, she looks like a tramp, but that's me saying it. Am I guilty of the same thing that I'm suggesting? I don't want to hear from other people about the same sort of thing. That's what I'm...
Well, I think that part of the problem is... Yeah, I think part of the problem with the whole Trump thing that a lot of women are dealing with is it's there's so much emphasis on looks and appearance. So that's why I don't personally, I would never dress the way she does, but that's her right. And I don't want to get into slut shaming other women because that's a huge problem that we have right now. And Trump's not helping it. And he, you know, he's only choosing good looking women to grope. I mean, it's just keeps getting worse and worse. But as far as her messaging, yeah, I don't agree with Melania should not be slammed, and Melania didn't do anything wrong, and I have nothing negative to say about Melania. If you want to go after Trump, fine, go after the things that he said, but, you know, again, I think her message is off base.
Okay. Now, let's compare and contrast that information, that story, that approach, that attitude, which is purely political, to something that is related to a politician who happens to be president of the United States. Apparently, over the weekend, it became clear that this administration is considering a covert cyber action against Russia in response to their interference or alleged interference in certain aspects of our election. The CIA has been asked to bring options to the White House today for an operation designed to embarrass the Kremlin. Intelligence sources not elaborating on what the plan would entail, but there was a discussion, I think, yesterday morning. What's the NBC? Meet the Press, right? Meet the Jerks, I used to call it. Meet the Jerks. Anyway, the CIA has already gathered documents that would expose tactics used by Vladimir Putin. So, what is the so? Is that, that's not a political story. It's an interesting, so I mean, this is, these two guys have it in for one another. Pretty much the same as Obama has it in for Netanyahu and other people have it in for him. I thought it was interesting last night on the issue, on the segment in Madam Secretary, the taking over of a country by the military was part of the story. And how it was engineered by the CIA and the White House and the State Department. It's, you know, I mean, you see those sorts of things. Is it just good theater? Look at what the story NBC pulled an SUV episode for this week because it is too close to what is.
Oh, the Law and Order. Yeah, yeah.
But as I said, SVU, I meant Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Because it's too close to things that are associated with Trump.
Well, they're worried about getting sued. I mean, it seems pretty obvious. I don't think it's because they feel bad. I think they just were worried that he's going to sue them.
Well, maybe he will.
He probably will.
Under the circumstances, maybe he will. So, anyway. But what is... Can we get away from... That's the other side of the question here, Victoria. Can we intelligently get away from talking about any of these things? I mean, I separated, or I tried to use as an example, the administration going after the Russians. That doesn't appear to be a political move. It's not. I think Republicans and Democrats agree that somebody should take a shot at the Russians at this point.
I think everyone probably feels like we should have taken a shot sooner, that we've waited too long. I mean,
right.
Enough
so that
is
was
enough.
The political side of it. Well, Obama, he's a weakling. He doesn't do it. He's better than a weakling. So, anyway. But it's I'm going through the weeds here.
I mean, you know as well as everyone here on DJV in the morning, we all try to get away from it. And if we do have to talk about it, we try to do it in a respectful way of our differences and our views.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we and honestly, and I've flipped around through a lot of, you know, morning radio recently. And I think we do it better than anybody. So I'm just going to give ourselves a little pat on the back.
All right. Well,
because we're all still friends at the end of every show.
What?
And not a lot of shows have that.
No, that's true. You're right about that. But then, again, it's separating. It's me as the leader of the band, in a sense. But you and Jennifer and anybody who's participating with us here, Kara to a point, I'm supposed to lead by either example or in discussion. So if I lead us in a direction, you can feel free to say, whoa, that doesn't sound like it's anti or it's unpolitical. So here's another example of that. The government ran a $587 billion budget deficit for the last fiscal year that was over at the end of September because the new fiscal year started the 1st of October. That's 34% more over the year before. 34, that's a third. We borrowed a third more money, spent a third more over what we took in. How do you keep doing that? And that, I don't believe that's a political statement. I said the same thing about George Bush, who started all of this stuff. Remember, you can say what you will about Bill Clinton, but at the end of his 8 years in office, there was a surplus. There was no debt to speak of. There was a surplus in the budget. And then George Bush comes in, and we go into war against Iraq, $3 trillion right there. And then, yeah, and then we borrowed another $5 to keep it. Last night, I remember where this was, but the number came, I think it was $14 trillion we've spent in the Middle East. For what? I know what it was. It was an ad for Trump that I saw on one of the national shows. Trump points out that if we hadn't spent the $14 trillion in the Middle East, what could we have done with our roads? What could we have done with health care? What could we have done to improve our society? And you know what? He's 100% right. Like him or not like him, what he says about what we've wasted in terms of human lives and money, and we keep doing it. We keep pouring money into the Middle East to get rid of Daesh, which is a complete creation of our going in and blowing up Iraq and creating a power vacuum. That's all on us. So where would we have been? I mean, it's Monday morning quarterbacking at this point. It's perfect day for Monday morning quarterbacking. But, but, you know, at the end of the day, what have we got? Zippo, except a big hole in the desert and a big hole in our treasury. So I think
That's well said.
18 after the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Say, live and let die.
Roger Moore had his 84th birthday last Friday. This is from the first James Bond movie that he was in, and it also helps us focus on Paul McCartney, who is one of the old fellas at Old Shella. He said it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or maybe for us twice-in-a-lifetime. This is a place south of Palm Beach in Indio, which is frankly in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else there but the desert. So McCartney introduced Rihanna to the stage to perform the songs that they recorded last year with Kanye West. Remember when Kanye West introduced Paul McCartney, and people who didn't ever know who Paul McCartney was thought, oh wow, here's another fine Kanye West. He's helping Paul McCartney get to be successful. Remember that last year?
Unfortunately, he did kind of introduce Paul McCartney to a different generation.
Yeah, to a new group of people, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is called 4-5 Seconds. He says, we finally found somebody under the age of 50, referring to Rihanna. How old is Rihanna? Is she 30-something? 34, 35? You know?
She's in her 20s.
Is she? Still.
Uh-huh. Yep.
She's married to Kanye West, though, right?
No, that's Kim Kardashian.
Who is that? Oh, Kardashian. Oh, that's right. The kid's name is Northwest or something. I remember.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Also at Old Shella, lots of attention given this. It was kind of a fun thing. Neil Young, believe it or not, was the youngest performer.
At the age of 70.
Yeah, crank that up for a sec, will you, Karen? Keep me searching for a heart of gold. At the Jock, I played this song.
You know what year it was? Do you remember?
Early 70, 71.
Wow.
72, somewhere in there. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And then it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash because they couldn't get along with Young, or he couldn't get along with them. Anyway, so this was a 2-weekend-long thing, Old Shella. It was Coachella for old people. And the idea came about, wasn't it, right after Coachella last year, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And was it McCartney's idea? Whose idea was it?
I think just organized. Somebody put it together and ended up getting this incredible lineup. So Mick Jagger said, oh, yeah, it sounds like Coachella for old people. So he started calling it Old-cella.
Old-cella. Yeah, right. Yeah.
This made like $300 million in ticket sales.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It sold out the first weekend was $150 million, and then they added a second weekend for another $150.
Could they do it every weekend? Maybe we kind of have a fun. What do you say?
They could do it once a year if they can keep everybody alive.
Yeah, I mean, but look at all of the... Look at Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen and some of these people that continue to fill up the big stadiums. I think both of them have been to Boston. I'm using the local connection here for me. At Fenway Park, Billy Joel was in there 2 years in a row, filled the place up. And, you know, so can you keep doing that? I suppose you can.
Yeah, why
people
not?
Love that stuff. All right, so McCartney didn't show any signs of slowing down. He sang 38 songs.
That's incredible.
In 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's what Bruce Springsteen does, too. These guys all the time. Some of the things that he performed beside Live and Let Die, Come Together, Can't Buy Me Love, Gotta Get You Into My Life, I Want to Be Your Man, Helter Skelter, all the stuff that really is the signature stuff that he does on his own.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he does anymore in terms of...
does he have a tour he goes on the road?
Ringo's still doing it, but I don't know if McCartney...
No, he's been doing more like one-off shows like this kind of stuff at Desert Trip.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of a neat concept. We all would like to, no matter what our age, would like to have been flies on the wall for that thing.
Absolutely.
For the conversations beside, behind the scenes, Jagger talking to Neil Young. That would have been a trip. The whole thing was a trip. 28 past the hour.
Tattletale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We teach children that tattletelling is wrong. As adults, groups ostracize those who oust their own members. Law enforcement officers, prison guards, military members, and athletes operate on unspoken codes that shun those who tell on their fellow members. Organizations call their tattletales whistleblowers. And perhaps the most violent reactions to those who tell on their own or snitch comes from the world of gang members who will do everything from cutting a person's face 150 stitches wide for telling on one of their own to killing them. From children to governments to organizations to criminals, tattletelling is not accepted. But why? Why is it unacceptable to call someone out for doing something wrong? It's a question worth considering. For more thought-provoking questions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
At the hour, Monday on the radio and elsewhere. Lots of podcasts, lots of connection. And you can follow the thread of conversation, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. I would like to solicit your input. How do you ask the question? You can come up with that, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen with me. And there's a thread to the program today. Maybe it'll become sort of a quasi-permanent thread. I'm inspired by one of my brethren who just walked out of the studio last week doing a program, and he was so angry that it was so angry. The hate, the vitriol, the things that are inspired, if you will, I put that word in quotation marks, by nastiness. I mean, I'm thinking about even what people have said about Ashley Graham. For example, it isn't just about Trump and Clinton, but it's just this, and I use Nicki Minaj as an example of the kind of hostility. But then, where do we draw the line? How do we formulate a program that is pleasant and informative and not bland? I'm looking at the story of one of Bill Cosby's accusers being the one who sort of tried to empower Donald Trump's victims. Sarita Butterfield is her name, former Playboy model, claimed Cosby groped her. As soon as she heard what Trump allegedly did, she went to work to find out who these women were and encouraged them to come forward. Now, is that a conversation that we need to have here? Does that encourage more of the same kind of thing? Or is this a good conversation to have because we're learning something? Did you know that this woman that Cosby accused her was the one who stirred up the Donald Trump people?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah. So,
is this woman, I forget her name now, but the woman that you mentioned, the Cosby woman, is she part of the lawsuit?
Against Cosby?
The big trial and all that?
Yeah.
She is. Well, look, I mean, I've never been in that situation. I feel very fortunate that I don't have close friends who have been in a situation like that. But I'm all for women speaking up and not falling victim and staying silent. So anytime that someone has been wronged, speaking up and getting some sort of justice is always what I'm in favor of. So I have nothing negative to say about what she's doing. Cosby is a creep, and so is Trump. So.
All right.
You know, I don't know that there's much more to say beyond that, really.
I'm looking for suggestions on how to set the tone. Mm-hmm. And because here's another example. All right. Do we want to know? I want to talk about Monsanto because I think they are ruining the planet.
Yes.
We talk all the time about global warming and how that's ruining the planet. And blah, blah, blah. I don't think that global warming can hold a candle to the kind of devastation Monsanto and the ilk that is compared or connected to them, whether it be DuPont or Bayer or Dow or any of these other companies. And so when I get off on that, does it sound like I'm an angry old guy is what I'm presenting?
No, because Monsanto is something that, girls and men and women as young
girls
as Tara. Girls and boys. College kids are rallying against Monsanto. This is not an age issue. This is what's right and what's wrong and what's poisoning us. And this is a universal issue, and it should be a bigger issue for Americans especially. I mean, around the world, they seem to be mobilizing against Monsanto more than we are here in the States, and that drives me crazy.
Right. The Monsanto, over the weekend, there was a People's Tribunal for Crimes Against the Planet and Humanity brought against Monsanto. This was not a formal, this is not a real trial, but it was an interesting collection of people from around the world that went to The Hague to highlight the violations and the devastation wreaked by Monsanto and their pals.
Mm-hmm. Human rights violations and ecological devastation.
Yeah,
the human rights component, people don't realize when they think of Monsanto, there are so many human rights issues tied to Monsanto. And farmers in India committing suicide because they're being bullied and forced to use Monsanto products. I mean, Google it. It's everywhere. And this is an absolute human rights issue.
Well, the farmers, some of the big, huge farmers in our country don't agree with me. I do that radio program every week, The American Family Farmer.
Right.
It's on a lot of these same stations that carry this program. And I get a pushback from time to time from some of the bigger farmers who, one of the things that's hard is to find seeds that aren't going through this process.
It's very difficult.
Very difficult
to
find this. And so what I will hear from some people is that it helps them grow more so they can feed more. Well, one of the things, yesterday was World Food Day, and one of the highlights, in addition to the Monsanto fiasco, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade agreement that is great for huge agribusinesses, but it is not good for the American family farmer. Matter of fact, if this thing gets put into place and is as effective as I think it could be in wiping out the American family farmer, we will in 20 years, 25 years, never mind being the breadbasket of the world, we won't be able to grow enough food to feed ourselves because it'll put all the small and medium level farmers right out of business. They'll be bringing in food from everywhere, all over the world. And this is what the current administration wants to do. You notice I try to keep it impersonal so that it doesn't sound like I'm going after Obama. It's the current administration's policy, and that's why
I
said...
I mean, look, I am, you know, I'm an Obama supporter, but I don't support this at all. And I don't think that this partnership should be... none of this stuff should be passed.
It's devastating.
And I understand from the farmer's aspect, this is not good for the family farmer. This is terrible for the consumer too. Mm-hmm. This is feeding junk food,
so,
which we already have a huge problem with.
Here's my
junk food.
When I see the force behind this from the administration, then I see both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, anybody else who's got any kind of common sense, looking at this thing and seeing how horrible it'll be for our country. I gotta wonder where Obama is going to start getting his paychecks from once he gets out of office, because that's the kind of thing that motivates these people to do the stuff they can do. Whatever he does between now and the end of his career as a politician will be predicated, in my opinion, by what's good for him and what he can turn it into once he gets out. I mean, the same kind of thing that's been charged to Clinton. And then now here I am again. Am I being political? And every time I bring this up, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is moderately political, but it's something that will affect every single person listening to this program. Everybody's going to be affected by this, even if whether you know it or you don't know it, you're going to be affected by it.
And you and I had mentioned this before a few weeks ago, but I know you and I didn't either. None of us had a really good answer. The only thing that I've heard Obama say in defense of this is that if we don't have some sort of trade agreement in place, that China would then be like a mega power that we would never be able to tackle. So, but I don't understand. I mean, I understand China in terms of technology and all the things that they're making. I mean, they make everything so much cheaper than we do. They make food cheaper, and it's all junk. So I understand if it's some sort of a way to stay competitive with China, which is the angle that I've heard him talk about, then I sort of understand that, but it can't be the way that the current agreement is. It just can't. Hmm. And that's the one thing that I don't fully understand, is why he's pushing for it so hard, except for the China angle. Do you have a better answer? Because I don't know.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Who he's going to be working for when he gets out of office?
Who's he going to work for?
Well, the people who would benefit from having this Trans-Pacific Partnership.
But who benefits from it? That's the thing.
A lot of big agribusinesses, a lot of multinational corporations do. In a wholesale sense, there's a lot to be gained by this back to seed control, but back to the kinds of controlling things that really upset us when we get right down to this, the whole business of the global economy, the global government, everything's becoming, we're giving in and giving over to other forces in the world that we never used to give into. Never used to give into that stuff. And now we do. Why? Somebody's benefiting. 40 will always look, follow the money! Show me the money!
Yeah,
that's it. You watch that, and you pretty much got it figured out. All right, let me give you something good to think about. Let's talk about blood flow for a minute. You all know that healthy circulation is especially critical as you get a few years. Your teeth, what do they say? You get longer on the tooth or teeth or something like that. It's a reference to people as they get older. Hello, Victoria's older today than she was on Friday. Kara's older today than she was Friday. I'm older. We're all doing this together. We're all traveling on the same footprint. And the footprint evaporates sooner or later. So why get there quicker and sooner when you have things like Super Beats that will keep you around longer as long as you have a good life? Why not support your body and your life? Healthy blood flow is what Super Beats is all about. The secret to helping support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels, is a product called Super Beats. We were talking about Monsanto. This is a non-GMO beet. Grown, they don't just grow one, they grow tens of thousands of them, and they cook them, and then they dry them, and then they powder them, and they put them in a canister, and they send them to you, and you put a teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie, and you drink it, and your body becomes supercharged naturally. There's no artificial anything in this stuff. It's just the nitric oxide that is being used by those athletes who want to have an edge, but they don't want to cheat. And there's nothing about this stuff that cheats, because it's all natural. So if you're running a marathon, if you're lifting heavy in the gym, if you're living an active life and you want to make sure that it continues, call 800-655-4183. I use a different approach every day to try to convince you to call and get some action. 800-655-4183. The action is going to be on your part. You're going to be more active. You're going to feel stronger. The blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to your body. Before you work out, drink a glass of this stuff, and you'll be amazed at how much better you're able to go through the workout. Better for you all the way around. And now, speaking of better, if you order a 3-month supply of Super Beats at 800-655-4183, you get a 30-day supply free. When you mention Doug Stephan, money-back guarantee, get the book Beat the Odds also in the package. Free shipping as well. Yep, just mention Doug Stephan. It's that simple. No risk on your part. 800-655-4183. That's not really true. There is a risk on your part. The risk is that if you don't get onto this stuff and use it, your body is going to deteriorate a lot faster. You're not going to be anywhere near as healthy, and you will not enjoy your life. So why not?
And your spouse will break up with you.
Yes. And the kids are going to not like you anymore, and your dog's going to bite you. All that stuff will happen if you don't use Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
More parents are saving for college, and they're saving more money. That's according to the latest How America Saves for College study from Sallie Mae and Ipsos. Sallie Mae's Rick Castellano explains.
This year, 57% of parents are saving for college, a four-year high, and they've saved $16,000, up from just over $10,000 a year ago. Also, more parents feel confident they'll be able to meet the cost of college.
What else did you find?
The good news is, for the first time, more than half of parents report having a plan to pay for college. But while more are saving, about 60% of parents are still using general savings accounts, while only 37% are using tax-advantaged 529 plans. Use of 529 plans is trending in the right direction, but you want that number to be even higher because families who use them save more money.
To learn more, visit SallieMae.com/How America Saves for College. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
About 53 after the hour, it's Tuck.
No, it isn't either.
It's Tech Talk. It's just regular talk time. It's Tech Talk time.
With us reviewing some good drone news, Verizon used a drone over parts of North Carolina last week during the flood to check cellular site locations, see if they were damaged. The area is in such a mess, the ground vehicles couldn't get there, so Verizon bought some drones and sent a boat out with technicians who restored service after they saw, or after what the drone saw, to the damage. That was pretty interesting use of that. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you did just hear me say something good about Verizon. Don't get too carried away with it, though, because that's about it. All right, in a moment, there is other good news regarding drones and how they're being used, and we'll have that. Victoria will have that info right after this.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
All right, over the weekend, Rwanda officially opened its first drone delivery program. What's the story? What happened that was good there?
Well, you know, I often don't have much good to say about drones, but a lot of people tend to not have good drone news. But this is a really incredible life-saving mission that Rwanda has partnered with a company called Zipline. They're based in California, and they're using a vaccine fund, which is backed by Bill Gates. And the UPS has a charitable arm, which I did not know about, called Gavi.
Really?
And they're all together in this drone startup called Zipline. And so now what they do is Zipline drones in Rwanda, in the western part of the country, which is extremely rural and very difficult to access.
Yeah.
They're using drones to deliver blood and plasma. And
I got news for you. Rwanda, it doesn't make a difference whether you're east, west, north, or south in Rwanda. You're not finding too much going on there in terms of what we would consider a suburban life. Let's put it that
way. Right. Yeah, well, Rwanda plans to, they launched it over the weekend, and they plan to have between 50 and 150 drones delivering blood and plasma to 21 clinics per day.
Oh.
Which is incredible. And the thing about it that's so cool, too, all they have to do to request a blood drop-off, healthcare workers send a text message, and 30 minutes later, the drone arrives with blood or plasma. The reason this is so important, postpartum hemorrhaging is the primary cause of death for new mothers in Rwanda. And clinics often don't have the resources. They can't keep blood on ice. They can't keep it cold. So it's really incredible that these drones are able to do that. And it's costing them about the same as it is for motorbikes to do the deliveries, which is their current method.
So, and where are they getting these drones?
They're renting.
What I don't understand is how they're, you know, we've seen 100 different designs on drones.
Mm-hmm.
So they must be building one that has almost a hydraulic component to it that can grab onto things and carry them, and then somebody releases it, and the hydraulics release whatever is holding onto it, and the stuff just drops to the ground.
Yeah, it has little parachutes attached to it, everything that they drop. Yeah, there are different sizes and different models of drones. Obviously, there are the type that you're allowed to fly around if you're just a regular person and you want to spy on your neighbors. Those are smaller drones than these are larger ones. And they even are going to now move into, you know, the giant food delivery bundles that used to be parachuted out of planes and helicopters. They're going to start doing that with drones, too, to drop food supplies. So all different sizes and strengths and abilities of these drones. It's really incredible.
Yeah. As they get put to good uses, that's fine.
Yeah.
But some of the people who have used them have been pretty destructive with them. That's good. It's good to know how those things are being used. 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.